This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up in Hollywood, you may be able to dodge the celebrities, but there's one bunch you can't avoid, the real estate agents.
First, though, we know him as the lawyer turned actor turned politician turned Law & Order star. This week, Fred Thompson finally embraced his latest job, Republican presidential candidate. Thompson is campaigning today in Iowa and joining me now to talk politics, as he does every Friday, NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, there was that debate on Wednesday night. All the Republicans were there except for Fred Thompson. He was busy on Jay Leno's couch saying he's a candidate. So he'll be joining, I guess, the other debates down the road. What does he add to the field?
Well, you know, it's really a sense that he's filling a vacuum here. In some ways, if you think about it, he's been running second in polls even before he announced his candidacy. So that would indicate that there's some support for him. And after he appeared on Leno, his web video that was webcast got something like 110,000 hits, and he raised like $300,000. So that would indicate that some people are curious and looking for a Fred Thompson type character. And on the campaign trail so far, he's advertising himself as the adult in the race, someone who can make things happen, break the gridlock. He's got that presidential look, having played the lead attorney on Law and Order. And he's also someone who's from the South and says he's conservative, has the name ID, and having been an actor, he's appealing to lots of people who think there's some analogy to the former actor Ronald Reagan, who launched a very successful presidential campaign.
So image is maybe, you know, half the battle that he needs to win. And the other half, obviously, would be where does he stand on the issues, Iraq, abortion, taxes, etc.
Well, you know, the way to think of this, Madeline, is almost in reverse, because part of his appeal is to say that the other candidates aren't sufficiently conservative, that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has shifted his position on abortion, that Arizona Senator John McCain is someone who's had less than conservative positions on immigration campaign reform. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has socially liberal positions on gays and abortion. And so here comes Fred Thompson, who says that he takes a hard line when it comes to, for example, opposing abortion rights in the United States, although he has worked for a group as a lobbyist that does support abortion rights. He's also taken a firm stand when a thing comes to issues ranging from guns to gays, a hard line pretty much on Iraq in support of President Bush. But really, really where his message becomes the most specific, and he's being criticized, scrutinized for not being sufficiently specific on so many issues, but where he gets tough is on the idea of federalism. Here's a guy who, when he was in the Senate, Madeline, voted against setting a national blood alcohol level, again, because he thinks the federal government shouldn't be involved, even opposed the idea of setting some law, federal law, that would ban guns from being so close to schools, again, saying that's the state or locality's business. So he's strongly a federalism candidate, a guy who says the federal deficit should be lower, we should never have gotten involved in Medicare reform when we have deficit spending. That's going to be the heart of his campaign.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about the other candidates at Wednesday's debate. Moderator Britt Hume, he laid out a hypothetical. He said, what if there's a bolder, nuclear-armed Iran and it's flexing its muscles in Iraq, making threats against Israel, etc.? And he asked the candidates, what would you do in that circumstance? What would you do about Iran? And let's listen to some of their answers.
We should back off. We should be talking to Iran right now. We shouldn't be looking for the opportunity to attack them.
We certainly don't immediately use the button. We immediately don't go to war.
We can have a league of democracies to impose sanctions.
You would have to obviously work very closely with all allies.
Ronald Reagan won the Cold War without firing a shot. It was because he pointed like 1,000 missiles at Soviet cities.
Those were candidates Rudy Giuliani, Duncan Hunter, John McCain, Tom Tancredo, and Ron Paul. And Juan, none of them are saying go in and attack Iran, go in and bomb the place. That's pretty measured stuff, and these are the so-called hawks.
It's so interesting, Madeline, and it's really caught attention of a lot of political people, I think, across the country, but especially here in Washington, because what it really suggested, without having them say it explicitly, is they're distancing themselves from President Bush and the idea of taking preemptive action, and of course what they're talking about is Iraq. And so what you have here is Republican candidates who say, you know what, we support President Bush, except for Ron Paul, on the war in Iraq, saying, wait a second, what about sanctions? What about forming a league? What about reaching out to the allies? This kind of negotiated stand is something that really is evidence of how the great discomfort, I think, that exists among the Republican candidates as they go towards the general election.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, and we'll see you again next Friday. Thanks, Juan.
Thanks, Madeline.